أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك، والله يقدر الليل والنهار. In the previous ayats, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained the severity of the day of Qiyamah, and that will be either that it is such a long day and it will appear to be very severe, and it will be very severe and hard on the non-believers. On the other hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that for the believers it will be like reading the two rakats of sunnat of Fajr namaz. Just a very short namaz, it will go so quickly. And this also, we can understand it in this world also. Sometimes a person has a problem at night, at health, of health, etc. And the night just doesn't want to seem to get finished. The whole night is just not getting, morning is just not coming. On the other hand, a newly wed person, he hardly slept and it's already morning. So quick the time passes. So it is, though the time is the same, but it's different according to the conditions of the people. With regard to the severity of the day of Qiyamah also, it has been, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, on that day Allah Ta'ala will command Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam to take people from the mahshar, from the gathering of the day of Qiyamah, and throw them into the fire of Jahannam. He will ask, how many must I take? Allah will still say, from every 1,999. So only one person will get saved. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also went in great anxiety and fear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take glad tidings. It's not how you are thinking it will be. That 999 will be made up from the Yajuj, Majuj people, and from the non-believers of the ummahs of before. And ulama have written, if we work out the ratio, then we will see that this ummah is just one in 999. So this ummah, and then also further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that with some excuse or the other, each one of this ummah will get saved. So we don't have to have that anxiety, but we don't know. We have to have that fear, and we have to correct ourselves and live our lives properly. So thereafter, in the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala had made the Hajjud Namaz Faraz upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is detail in that, whether it was only on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Faraz, or whether it was on all the Sahaba at that time. And then also whether the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Hajjud Namaz with a group of the Sahaba, or whether and all of them together, or one group made with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the others made separately. However, after about a year, then Allah Ta'ala relieved this command and from Faraz made it Nafil. Whether it was now nafil on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, or on the whole ummah, according to some ulama, for tahajjud namaz remained farz on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, for that 1 year, when the other five times namazes were not yet farz, only tahajjud namaz was farz. And Allah Ta'ala said that make tahajjud namaz for a third of the night, two thirds of the night, or half of the night. So this, the Sahaba diligently fulfilled properly, so much so that some of them would not sleep at night, that perhaps we sleep the whole night and we miss our tahajjud. Only tahajjud was for us, there was no question of fajr at that time. And some of them tied their hair with a rope also, so that if they feel sleepy, then by the pulling of that rope, then they will wake up again. So they were so diligently, they completed this. Allah Ta'ala saw they are going through a great trial. During the day they are giving da'wah to all the time, and at night they are making ibadat like this. Then Allah Ta'ala made it easier and made tahajjud namaz generally then nafil. And all these ibadat also, Allah Ta'ala explains further, that these that because sometimes you are ill, sometimes you have other work, so you cannot manage your tahajjud. So one year, no matter what happened, the Sahaba fulfilled that duty very diligently. Now when Allah Ta'ala made it easier and made it nafil, still, however, a person who makes all his nafil namazes, whether it's tahajjud, chast, ishraq, awabin, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu, etc., if he does it regularly, and then because of travel, because of sickness, old age, he cannot do it, Allah still gives the full sawab. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives pension, that when you become old and you cannot do the ibadat you were doing in your young days, Allah Ta'ala gives you pension now, and you can and you get the sawab without doing that ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave, that as long, not only 3 weeks in a year, but as long as you are sick, Allah tells the malaika, this person when he was healthy, he was making his tahajjud, his nawafil, write the same sawab for that person. Allah Ta'ala gives travel allowance also. Even our faraz of Zuhar Asr, Allah makes it from 4 into 2. And Allah Ta'ala, the nafils that a person used to make at home, but because of travel he cannot manage it now, Allah tells the malaika to still write this sawab. So Allah Ta'ala is that compassionate and kind being. And also it comes in the hadith, a person makes niyat of tahajjud and he does not get up, he couldn't get up, but his niyat was there, he still gets the sawab of tahajjud. So these nawafil have got great, great effect on a person, and we should try and implement them and bring them into our lives. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ سُلُثَهِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَسُلُثَهُ. بے شک تیرا رب جانتا ہے کہ تو اٹھتا ہے نزدیک دو تہائی رات کی اور آدھی رات کی اور تہائی رات کی. And Allah Ta'ala fully well knows that how for this one year you and a group of the Sahaba, how you diligently fulfilled this command of tahajjud, that you stood up during the night, close to 2/3 of the night, or half of the night, or 1/3 of the night. And this was a great mujahada on the Sahaba. And they fulfilled it, and Allah Ta'ala rewarded them accordingly. وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Or kitne log tere saath ke, and how many others who made also tahajjud with you, whether they were physically with or in the same place they made tahajjud, or whether on their own, in their own homes they made tahajjud. But that also Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows. Wallahu yuqaddiru layla wan nahar. Or Allah maamta hai raat ko aur din ko. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who measures the day and the night, who fixes everything of the day and the night. That is, that Allah Ta'ala knew who it is from you who are getting up and diligently fulfilling this command. What conditions you are going through. You are very tired, very exhausted and sleepy, but still you completed it. Allah knew fully well the great barakat which is in the various parts of the night. And Allah knows fully well those of you who gained this great barakat, blessings and fuyut, the great favors of Allah Ta'ala during the night. And also it means that Allah Ta'ala measures the days and the nights, that in summer there are short nights and long days, in winter long nights and short days. All this is fixed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah has made all this for this great ibadat of tahajjud, which is now nafil on the whole ummah, optional. But the rewards are tremendous, and if a person cannot still get up, then even at night before sleeping, after his Isha namaz, he can make it, he will still get the virtues of tahajjud namaz. Wa akhiru da'wana.